Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
So you can't just do it.
Go in.
You gotta do it well. Look, body language is the kind of talk I'm fluent in. Why don't you stop talking about it and come and do it then? Written on your face, that yeah, I'm trying to do it, grin. Event planning, we just need a spot to do it in. Heading to engagement, head behind the range tent. Fruits of my labor, edible arrangements. They get a little messy. Sweater new, Jay's mint. She say when she done with me, I better go and change that. The sweater, I don't know no better. Y'all don't get it, I don't know no better. And this right here, shorty right there. Still giving a boy nightmares, and I heard your ex hated. That's why my text stated last night was a movie, and it was X-rated. Flick called wet, it only gets better. Tonight we make the sequel and call that sweater. Go ahead.
Do me like you know somebody else ain't doing me right.
Fabulous.
stewing it well. 605 out there in Los Angeles, 905 out here in Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman, the Social Lab. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Tonight we got Fee cooking it up in the kitchen. She got those sexy recipes coming to us out of South Carolina. And plus, it's part two of our conversation about neighborhood assistance. The Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, specifically, a.k.a. NACA, part two tonight. Market rate, regardless of your credit. No money down payment. No closing costs, no fees, no perfect credit is the name of the game. And listen, I'm not sure we talked about the highlight of the situation on Monday. The highlight of the whole thing with NACA is that you are pretty much likely to get an interest rate that is anywhere from, like, I heard something on Saturday. Have you ever heard of a 0.7 interest rate? I mean, that credit is like, whoa. 0.75 interest rate. A young man gave it was almost like a testimonial. He testified about his mortgage in the process on Saturday. And he talked about how he got his house 80 days after he went to the workshop. 80 days after he went to the workshop. What are we talking about tonight? It's part two to the conversation of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, NACA. If you want to be a homeowner and you've been struggling, you should be happy you tuned in tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the other side of the ATL. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? Hump day, my favorite day of the week.
Helping you get over the hump. I think
that's
I said chocolate kind of aggressive, like hot chocolate. That's kind of aggressive. Welcome to the show.
We won't call it aggressive. We'll call it with intent.
I'm excited
to intensify.
Definitely intentional.
Yes.
Definitely. Let's go to South Carolina, where I'm excited to hear what she got for us. All the way live. Give it up, E. What up, Ma?
Hey, hey, what's poppin'?
What's going on? Hey, I'm not sure. I know you weren't with us on Monday, but I'm not sure if you had a chance to listen to the show. Are you currently a homeowner?
No, I'm not.
Would you like to become a homeowner?
I would love to become a homeowner.
But, hey, what do you think about no money down on that home?
That sounds like my type of plan.
Right.
And many others. And many others. Hey, we're going to talk about that and more. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We used to call her Madam Barbiturate, but now we just call her Kizzy. Kizzy Boston, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and morning time. What's going on, everybody?
How Kizzy do you Bell, feel, madam? How are you feeling tonight? Do you need a barbecue?
Like it's going to rain. Yes, I do, and it feels like it's going to rain.
Hey, now you know that is some old S-H-I-T right there.
Okay. We can predict the weather based on her bones.
Hey.
Based on
I'm trying
bones,
to tell you.
I feel like it's about to start raining around 11:32.
Okay, with
geriatric, very geriatric.
It's gonna be a storm too. Look, it's going to be a storm too, not regular rain. your specific information, you know.
The
wind's coming from the southwest, 7 miles per hour.
Hey, on Monday, ladies and gentlemen, we introduced you to the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, which is the full-blown name for NACA. Many folks have heard of NACA. Many folks had not. I had heard about a program that sounded way too good to be true from my perspective, so I decided to look it up for myself. What I found out was that there is a program. It sounded like it was a government program, or it was funded by the government in some way, shape, or form, only to find out that this program is not. It is 100% non-government funded. It's a private program that's been around for about 25 years. And many people who went through the same housing burst that many of us went through were totally unimpacted by the housing burst because they were protected by this particular program under NACA. NACA helps you to get a single-family home, a four-family home, I don't know whether it's called single-family or four-family, but a one-person household to a four-person household. You know, it'll help you to get a duplex as long as you got enough money to be able to keep up the maintenance. This program will help you to get a duplex or a condo or a unit where you can actually have other people housed there as long as you can actually prove that you can afford it. Again, the best thing here is no money down, no closing costs, no fees, no perfect credit. No perfect credit. Sounds like the program for me, just as Fee said it was the program for her. What is the hype here? How are they able to do this? This program is all about building up our communities, building up our communities. I asked about a foreclosure. I asked, well, can you purchase foreclosures in this process? They said, yes, you can purchase a foreclosure, but it has to be totally out of the foreclosure process and on the market. They will not actually invest, and it cannot be a NACA property. It cannot be a NACA property. And the logic behind that is they do not want to profit off of the benefit of a member who has lost their home, which I love that concept, right? Because what that says is, that, you know, they truly are about building up the community. Why are these resources available? They are available because they want to see more ownership and more community growth. Love the concept. What you should do right now, if you have a dream of ever owning a home, look up this program because it is absolutely free. It's about advocacy. It's about home buying, and they also are about home saving. CeeLo mentioned on Monday night that she had had some interaction with NACA as she was trying to save her home. It's a real program, but this is the deal. Unfortunately, I posted some pictures on Saturday, and, you know, the lines were wrapped around – I mean, they were wrapped around the corner, like hundreds of people, like early in the morning. But 70% of the people who say they have a dream to own a home will never achieve that dream because they will not follow through in handling their business. What do I mean? They will never get the documentation together. You know, when you're trying to purchase a home, you need tax returns, you need bank account statements, you need receipts to show how you pay your rent or your mortgage, you know. And some of us really aren't that organized. And let me tell you something, you know, don't go calling, you know, your cousin CeeLo to create that fraud ass document for you because you're going to jail.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
All
right.
It's not
hey, we're talking about the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. Hey, coming up momentarily, we got Fee live out of South Carolina, who's going to help us in the kitchen. But I don't remember what the segment, what the name of the music bed was, so I'm struggling here. Hot Chocolate, help me, because I know you're about to be struggling too. You name it challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. Let's cook it up.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Fee, live out of South Carolina, cooking it up for us. What am I?
Hey, hey. Tonight we're going to make something quick and simple for your family. It's my chicken Florentine casserole. You're going to take 4 boneless chicken breasts, 1/4 cup of butter, 3 teaspoons of minced garlic, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 10.5-ounce can of condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, 1/2 cup of half and half, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 2 13-ounce cans of spinach drained, 4 ounces of fresh mushroom sliced, and that is optional, 2/3 cup of bacon bits, and 2 cups of mozzarella cheese shredded. Now, what you're going to do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees, place the chicken breast halves on a baking sheet, bake 20 to 30 minutes until no longer pink and the juices run clear. Remove from your heat and you set aside. Then you're going to increase your oven temperature to 400 degrees. Melt your butter in a medium saucepan over medium heat, stirring constantly while you're mixing in your garlic, your lemon juice, your cream of mushroom soup, Italian seasoning, half and half, and Parmesan cheese. You're going to arrange the spinach over the bottom of a 9x9-inch baking dish. Cover the spinach with the mushrooms. Pour half of your mixture from your saucepan over your mushrooms. Arrange your chicken breast in the dish and cover with the remaining sauce mixture. When it's almost done, you're going to sprinkle with your bacon bits and top with your mozzarella cheese. Bake for about 20 to 25 minutes until your cheese is bubbly and is lightly browned. Once that's completed, you could take that out. You could serve it with some yellow rice or some steamed potatoes, or if you want to do a low carb, you can actually do it by itself, and it'll be nice and semi-healthy. And there you go.
You know what?
She said nice and semi-healthy.
Mira, I see. Ya la niña. I say comida de esta delicioso.
Well,
hey.
Thank you. So, and burrito to you too, honey.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram,
hey, you struggling to get that out over there, it was
escaping me for a moment. Venga, Fee, venga.
Yeah.
Mira. Shit it out.
Yes.
Shit it out,
Mira. Yes.
Right. That's Fee live out of South Carolina tonight. Hey, we're talking about the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. I happen to be a homeowner right now. And what I found out as going through this workshop, which was a requirement and the first step to becoming certified to going through the process. So the organization has secured billions of dollars through the Bank of America as well as Citi. So it's not government funds. It is the cup runneth over as it relates to housing dollars, effort to create as many homeowners who want to be and who can afford to be, and folks who pay their bills on time, which is a discipline because so many of us do not pay our bills on time. And it's not always because we can't afford it or we don't have the money. Many of us just spend our money in the wrong places at the wrong time. And this program helps you to become more disciplined so that you can qualify to pay a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage, but it's not a traditional mortgage. You go through the traditional process, but I'm going to say it's not a traditional process because it's all about education. You're being educated on how to properly handle a mortgage. Now, this is what I thought was phenomenal. The organization will help you to get up to $254,000 towards a house. Actually, I think it's $252,000 towards a house. And if you get a house in an area that is deemed low to moderate income, you can actually exceed that particular amount. I repeat, NACA will help you. You being anyone, your credit doesn't matter. They will help you to get up to $252,000 towards your own home simply by going through the process. How long does it take? It typically only takes up to 90 days as long as you have all of your documentation. Specific to documentation, how you pay your rent, how you pay your electricity. You have to show that you pay on time. If you don't, they're going to help you to pay on time and demonstrate that. But you have to be able to provide the documentation. If you can't prove it, you can't use it. If you want to go the max and you're looking for $254,000 or $52,000, if you get an interest rate of anywhere from let's say you got an interest rate of 2%. Do you know how much your mortgage would be on a $252,000 loan? Does anyone know that great with math? Let me tell you.
No.
On a 30-year mortgage at 2%, which is very possible. I told you, I knew of a gentleman who received a 0.75% interest rate, which is lower than 2%. On a $252 loan, your mortgage is a whopping $924.
Wow.
Pick your
mind.
We're talking about
a question. Before it gets to the closing hour of the show, you mentioned that you went through a similar program when you purchased your home in Virginia. What are the differences between the requirements for what you have to do in the NACA program for Virginia and Georgia? Since it's a national program, I figured I'd ask.
The program that I went through, actually I received an FHA loan. And with the NACA program, they also, based on your suitability, your qualifications, they will align you with the best funder possible. So one, my funder was FHA. The similarities in the program is you had to go through a workshop that was mandatory, just like I had to go through the same workshop that was mandatory, so that one, you can understand what the process is from A to Z. You fill out the necessary paperwork so that you can get access into the system, and then you start the process of becoming qualified. So it's the same process. They want to know where do you work, you know, how much do you make, do you have bank accounts, and how do you spend your money. This is what makes most people very uncomfortable, and they stop at the front door. They will go through your bank accounts with a fine-tooth comb.
Right.
They do not suggest large amounts of money that are not consistent direct deposits, because it doesn't look well. It looks as if you can't maintain your own lifestyle without someone else helping you out. Where is that money coming from? Who is that person giving you the money? And some of us start being like, and so red flag. So this is the deal, folks. Most of us want, but we aren't ready. You may not be ready now, but it doesn't mean that you can't start preparing to get ready. We're talking about home ownership tonight in the NACA program. NACA, hands down, this is not too good to be true. I validated it. It's real. Regardless of your credit, no fees, no closing costs, no money down, up to $252,000 towards your own home. This program is all over the country. There may not be an office near you, but there is certainly a program in a major metropolitan area, and this program transfers mortgages. So you may be wherever you are now. I'm in Atlanta, and if I decide that I want to move to Houston, or if I want to move to Norfolk, Virginia, or if I want to move to Los Angeles, I can transfer my loan as long as I sell my house before I buy a new house. We're talking about the NACA program. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. Google it, and if you got any questions, we got a few minutes. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. A fee. If you
yes.
are looking to purchase, this is the way to go.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, T. Would they help if you wanted to build a home?
Absolutely. As long as that home is within the budget, you can buy a home in any community in America as long as you are qualified.
Well, you just better.
And what is, how do you find the NACA workshops again?
You go to the NACA website right now. It is NACA.com, NACA.com. Let me go right to the website. At the top of the website, I want to say, I'm not even going to want to say. Let me just go right to it and tell you. So go to purchase. At the top of the website, uh-huh. it says about campaigns and then purchase. Go to attend a workshop, and uh-huh. you can put at the bottom of the page, you put your zip code in and do a search, and it's going uh-huh. to give you the closest workshop near you.
Okay.
It's 9:27, folks, here on the East Coast, 6:27 on the West Coast. This is a major program, and, you know, I was – pretty impressed with the fact that there are many offices across the country, but they're looking to open up 60 more offices in the United States of America over the next 3 years. That's how significant this program is. Once you get qualified and you purchase your home, as a part of the process, you pledge that you will support 5 activities. You know, I think over a period of time, because giving back to a program that made your dream come true is significant. I love the pay it forward kind of process. Madam Boston, any feedback you got for folks, being that you've touched this program or it has touched you?
Well, I can only speak from the foreclosure aspect of it. Now, when I purchased my home, it was a foreclosure, but I didn't know anything about NACA, but I did use my GI, the Veterans Administration. They have like this benefit for you. They pretty much guarantee the money that you want to, that you need just a home. But if you're in process of being foreclosed on, you could contact them. And they'll link you up with a bank that, you know, will work best with you. And, yeah, that's
hey, folks, we're back on Friday, 9 p.m. Hey, make your dreams come true with NACA. Hey, we out of here, folks. Take us home.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Friday. Good night.
We are that crew, that team, that network. TM Heyman Radio Live, the social lab. We got
Long Radio. TM Heyman Live, 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 TM